Left off the previous year, discussing about Machlokes and Rishonim within the world of Rabbi Elazar. So the halacha, that's the world that interests us, because the Gemara says explicitly halacha of Rabbi Elazar, begins to be passed in halacha of Rabbi Elazar, that Eidim is true at times. So what exactly does that mean? So we had a major Machlokes between the Balei Tosfos against the Riff and the Rambam, that according to the Riff and the Rambam, what that meant was Eidim and Sira are an option for a get, but not the only option, they're an option. If a person chooses the option Eidei Chasima, that's also okay. It's either or, according to the Riff and the Rambam. So if you want, you can have a get based on pure Eidei Chasima with no witness assigned. You want to have a get with only witness assigned, that no Eidei Chasima, either one is a perfectly legitimate way of performing a get in the Torah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Eidei Chasima are absolutely indispensable. They are so indispensable that Rabbeinu Tam goes one step further and says, even according to Rabbi Meir, they're indispensable. So, Kavach Chomer according to Rabbi Elazar. So, according to Rabbi Tav, the Balei Tosfos, of course you need Eidei Chasima. That wasn't up for discussion. We passed the Rabbi Elazar that you don't additionally need Eidei Chasima, but Eidei Chasima, of course, nothing to discuss. So, there is a third possibility. Kind of hard to have a third possibility. If you do, you don't. The third possibility is the possibility that's presented by the Rad. It's a long run. I actually did not put the run on this set of Mamakos. I think it's going to be coming up more explicitly in one of the later sugyos. So we'll say a little bit of Tosh about Beth and then we'll take a look at the Ran and try to elaborate on what the Ran tells us. So the Ran says, in terms of pure lumbus, so Tosh is right, that A, B, and C are absolutely, absolutely indispensable. But in terms of reality on the ground, all you need is to get there as witness aside, that's good enough. Aren't those two statements contradictory? So says the Ran the following, that we have to almost like redefine what the word Aedos means. So this is something that we're going to see, is going to touch upon, really call it Tarakula. What does the word Aedos mean? So we thought the word Aedos, two fellows watching an event occurring, whether that event is a murder, whether it's a loan, a broken window, whether it's Kiddush or a get, two witnesses standing and watching what's happening. That's just Aedos on the word. Says the Ran, not really. What the real halacha is your dias hadavar. The real halacha focuses around, do we know this information to be accurate or not? The Torah gives us different mechanisms to establish that something actually occurred. The greatest proof that something occurred is apishtadei. What really interests us is, was the window broken? What really interests us is the murder took place. What really interests us was the getting of the condition given. How do we know that? Who's going to tell us that? What, one guy is going to come forward and tell us that? And Echad, not be sure, but Echad doesn't work in the moments. How are we going to figure this out on our own? We're going to fill based on a robe and a robe. The Torah tells us that the only way to really know that something occurred is a pishtai day in the other. But if we could figure out the same piece of information in some halakhically acceptable manner, then we really would have no problems with saying that is the halakhic proof of the Vedas. Aedus is not a chokmah yavon. Aedus is not significant in its own right, says the Ran. Aedus is simply a method of yedia. It's quite possible the only method, but not necessarily. So that's the first premise of the Ran. Let the Ran goes on with the following yisod. Says, when you have Eidei Chasima, so we know that the husband wanted to give the get. We know that the get was given from the husband to the wife, is a throwback that we spoke about previously, because the wife didn't steal the get. That's ridiculous. That's not even on the radar screen that she beat him up and she stole the get. So we basically know that the get was given. Says the Ran, when you have Eidei Chasima, you know the get wanted to be given, and the meister, the woman's holding on to the get. So the Eidei Chasima are really Eidim on the Mesiris HaGet. They are providing us with the proper degree of yediyah that is necessary, we have yediyah sadova. We could say with a straight face, we have yediyah that there was a mesira. Says the Ran, if you could say that with a straight face, you have yediyah that there was a mesira, what you're basically saying is that you have edus that there was a mesira. What do you mean edus? What kind of joke is that? The word edim, the edim didn't see. Edom left town a week ago. Doesn't matter. The Eidim Hasim have started the ball rolling to provide us with an Eidim Asir. It's not exactly what the Rav said. It sounds almost similar to the Rav. It's not the same as the Rav said. The Rav said 2 days ago that there's a Chiddush HaTorah of Shtaris, and Shtaris tell stories about things that didn't happen. Forget that this, the Rav lived 800 years before the brisket. Nothing to do with brisket, Torah is about Shtaris. This is simply a statement that whatever the halacha requires, edus, don't take the words edus so literally. Edus is just a code phrase for yedi. If you turn the letters around a little bit, edus doesn't really mean edus. Edus means yediyas hadavar. Dos is yediyas hadavar. We can even invoke an Aramaic phrase that we're familiar with in other sugis called anan sahade. It's the guy sahadusa. We are the edim. But anan sahade means is, you know, really, it's a cop out anan sahade. There aren't really edim. But Adam said it means is it's Yediyas Hadavar. The answer is Adam was never meant to be an absolute criteria. Adam was always meant to be the proper way to gauge whether you have the proper idea. If I can circumvent the requirement of Adam, did I do have Adam? That's the law. So when I said the shiur in yeshiva, when I went to sugya already a couple of months ago, so I kept on saying the following. I kept on saying, when you have Adam Chasiba, so you have to ask themselves, what role are they playing? So I gave him a marshal. What t-shirt are they wearing? The guy signs on the get, he signs on the shtar, whatever it is, and then he leaves town and comes to the rabbi and say, it's okay, the get is good. So what does it say on his shirt? What did I do tonight? What was my role tonight? So according to the rabbi, I was an eid chasima. It says in the shirt, big letters, eid chasima. But what do you mean? We passed the eid chasima. No, we passed the eid or. But the role of the Eidim when they signed the get, they're Eidim Chasima. And Rabbi Meir says Eidim Chasima Karase. And Rabbi Lazar says Eidim Chasima also Karase. It's either or. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, these Eidim at the end of the day wear a big, big t-shirt that says, we are Eidim Chasima today. According to the Rambam, it's not the t-shirt that they're wearing. You know what the t-shirt that they're wearing are? We are Eidim Mesira. Eidim Mesira? You have to put a little asterisk under the word we provided Yediyas HaMesira. So since we provided Yediyas HaMesira, we are the Eidim Mesira. So again, at the end of the day, they're sufficing. The Eidim Chasima are sufficing for us. We don't need ultimately Eidim Mesira, but how do you touch up what they're doing? Are they wearing the hats of Eidim Chasima? And Rabbi Lazar agrees that Chasima is a model. Or you say, no, it's just that we've redefined what Eidus is. We've redefined Eidus to mean Yediyah. So the t-shirt says on the big bold letters, we are the Eidus, in parentheses, Yodei HaMesira, and therefore we are giving Eidus / Yediyah on the Mesira. So I said this much about the t-shirt, I must have said it like 10 times in Shia. So there's somebody who listens to my... listens to White Torah, and I didn't know exactly how up to date he was. I was a Balabas, I know from the five towns. I know he listens to it every once in a while, bump into it. Chas or something, yes, the Kashmir. I don't know that he's literally up to date on Shia. So that morning, I said over the Shia, and that evening, I met him in Chasana. And at the Chasana, right after the Chuppah, so he whispers to me, he says, I saw you're an A. I was an A then. I said, you're an A. I said, what did it say in your t-shirt? He was up to date in this year. Give A plus. I don't think he listens to the BCBM shirt. I think he listens to the original shirt. So he still makes fun of him now also. But it's not make fun of Salabai. Anyway, back to this story. So this episode of the Ran goes way beyond the scope of just Gittin. Because what the Ran just created for us was almost a new definition of Yediyah. That Yediyah, a new definition of Eidos. Eidos is simply a mechanism, just simply a way to make certain that we have the proper degree of Yediyah. So the Ketos took this Ran and went running with the Ran and developed this Ran into a whole Shul Torah. And one of the issues that the Ketos does with this Ran, he uses this Ran to solve one of the most perplexing questions interesting is an Eidos and WBR, but all the things we've been throwing around for the last 6 months, there's one underlying problem that everybody has to ultimately deal with. That's the Gemara Maseches Kedushin. We've quoted this Gemara a little bit in the past, but I don't think we've highlighted it what the problem is. The Gemara has the following question. The Gemara says, how do you know you need Eidos for Kedushin in the first place? Everybody knows Mechubah, but Eidos Kedushin. I had a wedding recently where they called up one of the Eidos Kedushin. He wasn't there. They called up another. He also wasn't there. So the third time, they called up like, that's always very, very weird. Whenever I'm saying Kedushin, I tell you, just do me one thing. Just make sure that everybody's there before you make fools out of yourself. Just make sure that Eidos are there. So fine. You have two Eidos there. Everyone knows Mekadosh below Eidos is no good. Right? 100%. Comes with, how do you know Mekadosh below Eidos is no good? Because Dovid Dovid Mamon. It says a pishna made it from Dov by Mominus, and it says Kibatz of Dov Dov Gittin Kedushin Dov Dov Mimam. So, come to Gemara makes two statements about those two halachos of Eidim. The Gemara says that when it comes to Kedushin, Hamakadosh Bo Eidim is no good, even if both parties agree. The husband and the wife go, both come out of the room and said, "He gave me a ring." She said, "I got the ring. I gave the ring." We both agree. Believe Shalom. There's no argument. A ring was given her out. Was said. The Gemara says, garnished from garnish from garnish. And the Kaddish B'Yedim is Dvar B'Tei. It doesn't mean anything in Chashit B'Yedim. She's not married at all. Why is that? So the Gemara doesn't use this phrase, but the Rishon already coined the phrase. It's called Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. That the role of Eidim by Kedushin is not just simply to tell us what happened, but they are part and parcel of the Etzim HaChalos. So the same way you need a Chassid, a Kala, a ring, you need Eidim. It's not Kedushin you don't need, but you need a Chassid, a Kala, a ring, and Eidim. The Eidim are an integral part of the Maaseh Kedushin itself. They're not simply just to prove what happened. That's called Eidos L'Kiyum. What about when I go to the store and I want to go buy a bag of potatoes? I go to the store and I'm about to pay for the potatoes. So I call two people up and say, do me a favor. Be my Eidim to make sure that I bought these potatoes. It's a joke. It's an exodus. The Gemara says, Kedushin, you don't need that. Why? The Gemara has a phrase called Ivru Sade El Shakrin. Eidim were created for liars. Namely, if you want, if you're going to get into a fight with the owner of the store in a week from now, whether you bought or paid for the potatoes, it's not a bad idea to have Eidim present. But if you trust him, he trusts you, and you don't think this is ever going to make it to a Din Torah, so go and buy the potatoes. It will make your children, you know, stop the Hakka Chayim with Eidim. You don't need Eidim. But if we're sad, they'll be shakri. So the Gemara in Kedusha, the Samachay, explains that there's a fundamental difference between Eidim's Kedushin and Eidim's Mamanus. That Eidos for Kedushin is Eidos the Kiyum HaDavar. The Eidim are necessary to establish that this happened. Whereas by Mamanus, all you need is Eidos the Biver HaDavar. If both parties agree, so we plug in the following rule. Hodas Baldin Kameidim Dami. If I say I bought the potatoes, you claim you sold the potatoes. I say you paid, you said you got your money. I'm happy, you're happy, and sure to leave the base and leave the Eidim out of the picture. Look inside the shop. So those are two absolute statements of Chazal in Masech Kedushin towards the end of the third round. So already the Rishonim were bothered, the Rash was bothered with this cash. Honestly, if you're telling me that Eidos for Kedushin and Eidos for Mamon are so radically different conceptually from one another, how in the world can we derive one from another? How in the world can the Torah present to us a whole source for Eidos for Kedushin is Dover Dover Mimamon? Dover Dover Mimamon is presupposing that it's fundamentally conceptually the same thing. How can you tell me it's so radically different? A whole gazer shav means, but look here, A is like B, apples like oranges. They're similar enough, they're close enough. The Torah is teaching us you can derive one halachas instead of halachas of the other. How in the world can you derive halachas one from another if at the end of the day they're so different? What's the source that you need A is the kima dava by kedushin? If the whole source is the mamonis itself doesn't need A is the kima dava. So we're back to square one. How do we know the din? I'm a kaddish for Eidim in chash the kedushin. How do you know? A man and a woman go to a desert island, he'll give a ring, he'll come back, she'll come back, they'll all agree to marry him. Why do you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar? For Mamanis. Mamanis itself doesn't need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. So this has been a riddle that's been puzzling people already for hundreds and hundreds of years.
So every, does that make sense? It's not logically, it's just simply
words. But this is not, does that make sense? But Zir Shavah means this, it's that we can extrapolate one din to another area of halacha. So what are we extrapolating? We're extrapolating the requirement of Eidim by Mamanus. Good, 100%. Just as Mamanus needs Eidus the Bira Dover, so to Kedushin, should need Eidus the Ki the Labira Dover. What right do you have to say, just as Mamanus needs the Bira Dover, let's make up a new din, Eidus the Kima Dover. The whole word of Zeman Shav is I'm going to carry over, again, I can't do this on my own, I need to be sorry, Ishu Pisha, but I'm going to carry over all the dinim from one area of halacha to another area of halacha. But the dinim don't exist in the other area of halacha. There's no dinim eretz nekiyum hadavar. There's no such concept eretz nekiyum hadavar by dinim amar. So it was sadir l'shakrei. So what's going on? How can I carry over one to another? That's the age-old question. This question bothered the Rashba no end.
What about also giving kedushin? You're talking about kedushin. It's for kiyum, and by giving it's just
no. But giving it's also for kiyum. For giving it's also for kiyum hadavar. You can't
even
be.
The mesira is not real.
Oh wait. You're gonna read part of the answer. Hold on. So this is the question that's posed by pretty much everybody. It comes to Kitzos, the following unbelievable word. Comes to Kitzos and says, I'll tell you something, you have to think about this Kitzos. When you go to the store today, so think about, don't talk to the guy behind the counter about it. I don't think you're absolutely out of your mind, but just think about it a little bit. Says the Kitzos, when you go to the store today to buy potatoes, that mechira, that maisiya, that chalos kin to the potatoes requires Eidus lekiyum hadavar. Absolutely. If you buy the potatoes without an Eidus lekiyum hadavar, the mechir is not chal. Joke. The Gemara says you don't need it. Tom Tikkun Harry knows you don't need Eidus there. It says the Kitzos, every selling of the potatoes requires Eidus lekiyum hadavar, but you have the halacha equivalent of Eidus lekiyum hadavar. You know what it's called? Hodas Valdin, catch the phrase, Kimeya Eidum Dami. When I go to the store and I pay for the potatoes and you give me the potatoes, there is a built-in Hodas Baldin on both sides that the sale is taking place. Whenever you have Hodas Baldin, you have Eidim there. So says the Kitzos, a sale of potatoes can't take place without Eidim being present. But we just redefine what Eidus means. Eidus doesn't literally mean two guys standing there and watching, you know, paying attention. Ooh, they're staring at the potatoes being sown. Eidus, remember the Ran says it tells. This is where the Ran discovers the Ran. The Ran just told us that the word Eidus in Halacha doesn't only mean two people watching. Eidus means any acceptable way of proof in Halacha is called an Eidus. And therefore, Hodas Baldin gives us sufficient Yedias HaDavar, because the Torah says it works. Ashe Yomar Kihuzet, Zeres HaKosum, that there's a din of Hodas Baldin Kim Eidim Dami. Hodas Baldin Kim Eidim Dami means the degree of Yediyah that is provided to us through the mechanism of the Hodas Baldin is identical to the degree of Yediyah that is provided to us by the mechanism of 100 Eidim. So we just said the cloud of Hodas Baldin Kim Eidim, but we just stuck in that important word, Yediyas, that phrase, Yediyas Hadavar. Says the Ran, SSS itself, I'm sorry, Bidas Ran. Any and every chalois of dinim amaris, when you're buying potatoes, you're buying a car, you're buying an animal, whatever you're doing, dinim amaris absolutely requires Eidus. Without Eidus, it's not chal. The only thing is that we've redefined what Eidus means. Eidus means this though.
But by Mechira and by Eidus and Mechira, yeah, big muhsak also plays a role. That even if there is no Hodas Baldin Kim Eidim, the Mochet says that I sold it. And the purchaser is Mochsa, Motz Mechaber Olaraya.
So Motz Mechaber Olaraya is a way for us as a Beis Din to try to figure out what happened. Here it's more profound than this. Here we're trying to determine not what happened, we're trying to determine is this a Pidim happening. It means we're not just simply sitting back and figuring out, gee, who did or didn't buy the potatoes. We're trying to decide, is this a sale? This is a Mechira HaMor Batara. So says it tells every mechira, every matana, every chalos of dinamamunis, any change in status of dinamamunis requires Eidus lekiyum hadavar, identical to the kedushin gittin. The only thing is that every mechira dinamamunis, by definition, we have Eidus through the vehicle, through the kedushin around, the idea is like Eidus. So we're not talking just the language of proving something happened in the past. We're trying to create the very essence of the chalos right now. Now we have to push the question back. Well, wait a second. If Hodas Baldin is such an III, such a gewaltige mechanism, and Hodas Baldin becomes Yedias Hadavar, so then, hey, wait a second, let's use it by condition also. Why don't we have a man and woman, they'll go on a desert island, they'll come back, they'll say, Mazel Tov, I admit I gave it a ring, she admits she got the ring, Hodas Baldin gave Edom Dami, and we have Edom Yem, that's the Kashmir Edom. Says it goes, that's not my kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is that kasha. We said it's condition. Iyachi, why doesn't Hodas Baldin work by that condition? What's the answer to that kasha? The Gemara says two magic words. Chav lacharini. That Hodas Baldin only works when it's only impacting you. When I give Hodas Baldin, I bought the potatoes. I give Hodas Baldin, I sold the potatoes. That doesn't impact anybody. My potatoes to sell. For the case of the mocher, I'm the one who's mechayev myself to pay the money to the potatoes. So any dinim mamonis that only impacts, only affects me, al zeh nemar b'toyra, don't spot the debated them. However, says the Gemara, kedushin is chav l'achirim. Kedushin impacts on other people. Who will be other people? Well, Reuben married Sarah. Now, wait a second. Reuben's brother now just became an Isser Eish Hazachet to Sarah. Reuben can't marry Sarah's sister now. He can't marry the mother-in-law. He can't marry the daughter. Isher Pita. A trillion different halachas kick in, which impact on other people. Kedushin is not in the parish. It's not in the sugya of Ados Madin Kedim Dami. The Chiddush of Ados Madin, says itself, is that normally you're required to aid him, but when it's an aid, it's been other than Atzmo. So then the Ados Madin accept itself as exempt. So that's exactly what the Gemara says. By Kedushin, you can't say Hodos Baldin Kedim Dami. The mechanism of Hodos Baldin breaks down, and therefore, Mamela, if you're Makadish Blo Edim, you don't have a halachically equivalent Yedias Hadova. So the reason why Makadish Blo Edim is no good, and the reason why Hamoche Potatoes Blo Edim is good, is not because one is Edis the Kimadova, one is Edis the Miradova. It's not true. They're both Edis the Kimadova. All Chaloisim in Halacha, Bein Be Isvet, Bein Be Kedush Begitin, Bein Be Mamanus, all require Edis the Kimadova. That's given. If it wouldn't be like that, says it tells you, you couldn't derive one from another. But by Dina Mamanus, we have a mechanism to create the equivalent of the Edis that's called Dos Lagdin that puts into motion your Dias Adover. And as the Ran said, getting your Dias Adover is Edis Adover. The Dias Adover fails us in Kedushin because we don't have the mechanism available to us, because the mechanism of those well then falls short in Kedushin because of that quirk of Chav L'Achayrim. What the Ketosha said, you heard it here, when you don't buy potatoes today, you need Eidos Takim Adover. It's just that the Dos well then the store owner, that does not the Eidos, that's the equivalent of Eidos.
Selling
karka, so that's a question. Where do you, how do you measure, how do you gauge what's called chav l'cheirim? That's a loaded question, because Rashi on the spot in the sense of tradition says the chav l'cheirim is the fact that the woman can't marry other relatives. So Rashi asks, what said, why isn't the chav l'cheirim that nobody can marry her now? Why isn't that called the chav l'cheirim? So you got to learn to the sugya of chav l'cheirim to figure out what is called chav l'cheirim, what's not called chav l'cheirim. But once we identify that potatoes is not, and Kedushin is, so then we understand what it does, but then falls short for Kedushin, even though it applies for potatoes. And once it falls short for Kedushin, it applies for potatoes, then we're free to learn the Gdere Shabbat. This is the choices round and round, which we'll talk about, understand what's going on over here. And that's what the Rashi says. Once they sell the potatoes to another guy, that nobody else can sell them but this. That's what the Rashi says, that's not called Chavacher, because I'm the owner of the potatoes. That means I can decide not to sell to the guy also. It's not that the other guy's running in with this chus to buy potatoes. So I have this chus to buy potatoes, and you're taking away that right from me, that this right of destined to me to buy potatoes. I don't have any right to buy potatoes. That's a called chav l'cheirim. So that's why Rashi had to bend over backwards to figure out what exactly the chav l'cheirim is in condition. We're not sure what it is exactly, but it's something.
I mean,
we'll
decide who she wants.
Right, that's exactly why the Sherem said Rashi didn't give that as the chav l'cheirim. That's why Rashi ran to the relatives and says that. Here you have different people want to marry different people. All of a sudden, because I gave Hodos Baldin that she's my wife, now all of a sudden her sister can't marry the other guy. So that's the potential chav l'cheirim.
The couple comes into Beis Din and says, we will marry, and you are playing there.
Yes.
Do you believe them?
Absolutely. That we believe them based on Shavya Nafshi Chetich Nisura. It means, Ikaron, do we believe them? No. It means, let's say this woman is then resigned with somebody else, will we give her visa? No. But that's the parasha of Shavit Ashkenaz Asur. If I walk in the maze and I say something that's detrimental for me, and instead of head there, I am believed. Shavit Ashkenaz Asur. A woman walks in the maze and says, I am an Ashish Ish. So we believe her vis-a-vis herself. That's the sugya of Shavit Ashkenaz Asur. What Shikatos happens to hold is a subcategory of Odos, but another place. So back to that story. This is so to the Ran, as we really begin to see, it's going to go way beyond the intricacies of Gittin. It's just equation of the Ran.
She believes that she says she should, but not if, let's say, she was Mazana, and then she says she should.
She's not believed Lagabi Ocean, but she would be believed Lagabi Isur. I mean, we're not going to let her go marry somebody else at this point. So now comes the Aloch and says that once you take this Ran, we can potentially spread this Ran way beyond even getting in condition. So this is a sugi we spoke a little bit about on the Tuesday night, the Ian Shurim. There is a sugyan that appears in the fourth paragraph of Sechas Yevamos, The Gemara tells us that in order for a gerus to be a chal, it has to take place in the presence of a beis din. Gerus are shlosh, mishpik, sin, and gerus are also beis din has to be present. So there is a very cryptic Gemara in the fourth paragraph of the Yavamas that tells a story about a certain woman who converted, and there was a big question whether the gerus was done properly. There was something wrong. The original gerus wasn't done properly. And the woman got married, and she's with a husband for years and years and years, and then the question surfaced years later. The Gemara says, no problem, it's okay. She's Jewish. You know why? Mi lo tavla ledidusa. She's gone to the mikvah. A woman, all a woman does is goes to the mikvah. So she's gone to the mikvah. So she's gone for the last 30 years. She's a firm woman. She goes every month to the mikvah. So tvila l'shen nidus in taras mishpacha suffices as a tvila l'shen gerus. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's a loaded sugya. I mean, not for right now. All the details, but one question we have to focus on. All the Rishon of the Kashim. Here's the basin. What Bezin was present that saw this woman talking about? Nobody saw it to be Tavelis, but the mikvah lady. Who saw it? Where's the three people? The Gensar Shlosh. So there are, Tosha has an answer to this question, the Ram has an answer to this question, and everyone has an answer to this question. But one of the answers that's given by Tosha, Tosha quotes it anonymously, the Yesh Befarsh, Yesh Kaimim, that the answer to this question is as follows, that we are the Bezin. Who are we? We, the Jewish community, are well aware that this woman is from. Therefore, we know she's from, we know she's young, we know she's married, so we know that she's going to the mikvah every month. So we have a yediyas hadavar that she's going to the mikvah. We are the Beis Din. What do the words mean? So it comes to Moshe Feinstein and Truman, he says, what the words mean are exactly what this is saying, what this Rana is saying. That we have a yediyas hadavar called Anan Sadeh. We could say with absolute certainty there's a frum woman in our community and we know she's going to the mikvah. Did anybody see her go under the water? Do we have three dayanim who saw her actually go under the water? No. That's exactly the chiddush of yediyah equals edus. Just as yediyah sadover is the equivalent of an edus sadover, so it's an equivalent of a dayanah sadover. Because the Torah says that you need three dayanim to witness, not enough for gerus. You need three dayanim to witness the gerus. We witness the gerus. We don't witness the gerus with our eyes. We witness the edus through our yediyah sadover. So Rav Moshe says, this idea is a divin HaTorah. We're using this to make non-Jews into Jews. We're using this to be matir eshazishnas. We're using this to buy potatoes. We're using this for a lot of things. This idea that yediyas hadavar suffices as an eid hadavar. So Rav Moshe said, I'm going to apply this to one more case. Probably out of our entire discussion, this is the most relevant for most people. There's a Mishnah in the sense of a desire that tells us that Chazal was very, very worried. If a non-Jew comes and brings you a cup of milk, how do you know the milk was kosher? Maybe it came from a non-kosher animal. And the milk that comes from a camel, from a pig is treif, yeltsin, also. How do you know that it's kosher? He says, you don't know. There's no way of knowing. Maybe the goy tamper with the milk. He goes, it looks like it's cow's milk, but maybe the big say a little bit of camel's, but you have no idea. So therefore, Chazal made a takana. Even though the odds are it's probably okay. And for different reasons why the odds are, the most probably it's a pet. Could be that most animals floating around are actually kosher animals. But in any case, the odds are it's probably kosher milk. But with the Rabbanan, Chazal made a takana, you're not permitted to drink this milk until you know for certain that it's kosher. How do you know for certain it's kosher? That's the Lashon Mishnah. That Cholav Akom Be'ein Yisroel Ro'ehu, it's treif. It's also with the Rabbanan as a chashash that maybe it's camel, but it's chazal milk. Chazal made a issur the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to drink milk unless you have Yisroel Ro'ehu. So it comes to Moshe Feinstein in the Truman, and he says, what if I don't have the old style of Yisroel Ro'ehu? I don't have a man with a long white beard standing and looking at the cow and watching, farmer or Bill, milk the cow from the other into the bucket. I don't have that. But I have something else. I have Yediyas Hadavar. How did I get Yediyas Hadavar? Based on the following, because there's a U.S. Department of Agriculture, and there are rules, there are laws that you tamper with the milk supply. And if a guy who's running a multi-billion-dollar dairy industry would ever dream in a million years of taking an oink oink from next door and throw a little chaz milk into this cow's milk, someone's going to catch him along the way because the government regulators do 100 million tests on the dairy system throughout. Every milk is regulated, milk is tested. And you're going to get caught. What do you think? You're just going to bribe the one guy? Shh, don't tell. There's going to be another guy to bribe, another guy to. It's not going to happen. Again, if you live out in you live in Poland in the 1600s, and it's one farmer who's coming with his cup of milk, you don't really know for sure that there's no chazal in there. But if you have a system set up in place where you have government regulation that's being done properly, says Ramesha, the odds of there being chazal milk in your cup of milk you're putting into your cup of coffee this morning is absolute zero, says Rav Moshe. But wait a second. The Mishnah says, Yisrael Re'eu, no Jew saw the milking. Says Rav Moshe, you're right. Just cross out the word. No Jew saw the milking, but a Jew, Yodehu. A Jew knows the milking. Who's the? I know the milking. I could tell you, believe Shum Sofek, I have more certainty that the cup of milk sitting in front of me has no chazer in it than I know that the potatoes were bought this morning. It's not a shayla. It's the idea of Dava Belishim Sofek. Says Rav Moshe, we have just fulfilled the Takanas HaMishnah of Yisrael Re'eu. If it says Rav Moshe, it is good enough to give us their Isa. It's good enough for Kedushin. Good enough for Gittin. It's not good enough to have a cup of coffee. Says Avat, it's good enough, says Rav Moshe. And therefore, Rav Moshe has the following. He says, a lot of people, you know, you have to be daik with Lashonim. If I ask somebody, are you machpin on Chol Yisrael? I drink non-Chol Yisrael. By saying this, you're just saying you're drinking trade. It means non-Chol Yisrael, you're drinking trade. So what does it mean? All government milk is Chol Yisrael. It's not that it's not Chol Yisrael. You're not drinking. It's not Chol Yisrael. The Mishnah, you don't follow the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, have to be Chol Yisrael. Any milk under the sun, not under the sun, under Uncle Sam will be like that. Any milk sold in the United States of America and other civilized countries with proper regulations are considered to be halachically Chol Yisrael. So everybody keeps Chol Yisrael. You just redefine what Chol Yisrael means. You think that Yiddi is good enough for you. So very, very low. It's a litvish Chol Yisrael. Chassidim like litvish Chol Yisrael. Chassidim read the Mishnah says Yisrael. He's got to see it. Seeing is believing. Believing is Ramesha and Chiddush. Ramesha is believing is seeing. That's Ramesha is believing is seeing. The Chassidim is not seeing is believing. You have to have Yiddi. You have to have Riyas Adav and Mamish. Those who post who disagree with Ramesha could disagree with Ramesha one of two things. Even they could disagree with the facts. They can say, not true. How do you know? The government is not so good. You bribe a couple of officials and, you know, put in a little chazer and you know the difference. So some wanted to argue Ramesha on the facts. And others said Ramesha is right on the facts. He's right on the facts. So I could do. Mishnah says, Ruayim. Ear means with their eyes. So yesh v'yesh, different opinions about this. So the meaning in many, many places.
The Russian holds the
Quran,
they don't hold the
Quran. Yes, they don't hold the Quran. We the Mishnahdim, we hold like the Quran, we hold like the Tzai, so we pick our, anyway, yesh v'yesh, different opinions. So Ramesh has a long tshuva to be back there, called today, Chav Stam, Chav Akim.
Companies.
And then the last line, the last Kedakim, the Ramesh does very often. Gives you a whole number of sheets, a 14-page shtickle Torah, why it's about the Belishim Sofek. And the last line says, well, by the way, he says, you know, Reshim I am, you know, come on, a great grandfather's brand new Sora, so he says, therefore, Yeshiva should all be careful, they should all buy, I cost a few extra pennies, he says, it's good. Ramesh writes, it's a good idea, you should all drink closer. That's the energy. So again, how much Ramesh meant it, how much he meant to insist on that, it's not 100% clear. So Ramesh's direct descendants aren't the machbid on Korokor Chol Yisrael. I mean, not machbid. They drink Ramesh's redefined version. So yesh, whatever it is. But the whole mokor for the kula was about that. The Chol Akum is an extension of that yesh b'farsh for the Tosfos in the Rambam, which in turn is an extension of the Ran, which in turn is presented us by the Tosfos. So lest you think that Chol Boker is not Maisa. Chol Maisa, it's preferred. You come with your wife, yes, you saw what'd you learn 40 minutes in the. I learned that when I go to the store to buy potatoes, I need them. And I learned that I could have, and often spend the extra couple of pennies in the Chol Yisrael. Okay, so two interesting things that come out of the says again. Hope to show next week. We'll start back to the says again.
Basically,
Kashi
is probably fired. Right?
Yeah, for sure.